Fierce clashes erupt between Syrian Kurds and insurgents in the country's north near the Turkish border. Reports say insurgents crossed the Turkish border into Syria with three tanks to capture the strategic city of Ras al Ain. The foreign-backed militants have staged similar attacks on the city over the past months. Activists say they're loyal to the two major terrorist groups that are operating inside Syria against the government. Syria's Kurdish population has been one of the targets of the foreign-backed insurgents since the unrest began there almost 2 years ago. Mr. Radwan Rizk is a political analyst. Let's get the comments that he has to make on this. Mr. Rizk, welcome to the programme. We're hearing of fierce clashes now between Syrian Kurds and the foreign-backed insurgents. Do you think that this is taking the whole situation into a new phase?
Well, we all know that the opposition were expecting the Kurds to take the side of the opposition or fighting the for fighting the regime, or join the oppositions on fighting the regime of Bashar Assad. But it seems that the Kurds reached a point where they did not agree on anything to go into the coalition of the oppositions or the opposition groups. They were on the contrary. They did not join any fighting on the ground against the Syrian army, and they have reached some kind of understanding with the government with the government of Syria. They protected their territories. They abandoned any fighting groups to enter their territories, and they could defend even and control the land of the parts where the Kurds live in the northern part of Syria. Now the Kurds are going to pay the price from the opposition groups by getting the revenge fighting from the groups trying to invade the Kurds parts, and of course they will do lots of massacres against the civilian Kurds. It seems that Ras al Ain was fighting since not now. This is not new. This is something been going for the past 6 months. Ras al Ain fought many battles and successfully defeated all the attackers, the groups. They were retreated and did not have any chance to enter the city or to have uphold or control any part of the city which located near the Turkish borders. So now we are seeing a new phase of this war. Kurds will, of course, will join the fighting. Hopefully, they will be able to hold their territories and defend it. I think so. They are able to because they are well trained, well armed, and they are not agreeing on anything with the oppositions or taking any action or serious action against right. The government. And on the contrary, they are very strong allied to the regime of Bashar Assad. So now this phase will enter the Kurds into the fighting, and that right. could turn the fighting around, and they will be able to uphold and defeat their territories, and the groups do not have any chance to enter the Kurds' parts.
Thank you very much, Mr. Radwan Rizk, political analyst with us there live from Beirut with his thoughts.